These were just flattish versions of the librarian's current shape, which was obviously intended for moving through water very fast. He said to the universe in general. It meant, I wonder if we've really thought about this.
Can't see any rocks ahead, the dean observed.
Girting, mused the senior wrangler, as if the word was nagging at him.
That's a very definite sort of word, isn't it? Has a certain martial sort of sound.
It occurred to Ponder that water is not exactly soft. He'd never been much of a one for sports when he was a boy, but he remembered playing with the other local lads and joining in all their games, such as push Poncy Stibbons into the nettles, or tie up Stibbo and go home for tea. And there had been the time at the old swimming hole when they'd thrown him in off the top of the cliff, and it had hurt. The flotilla gradually caught up with Mrs. Whitlow, who was holding on to a floating tree and treading water. The tree already had its fair share of occupants, birds, lizards, and for some reason a small camel trying to make itself comfortable in the branches. The swell was heavier now. There was a deep, continuous booming underlying the noise of the rain.
"Ah, Mrs. Whitlow," said the senior wrangler, "and what a nice tree. Even got leaves on, look."
"We've come to save you," said the dean in the face of the evidence.
"I think it might be a good idea if Mrs. Whitlow hung on to a seed," said Ponder. "I really think that really might be a really good idea. I think the waves might be slightly big."
"Girting," said the senior wrangler morosely.
He looked towards the beach and it wasn't ahead of them anymore. It was down there. It was at the bottom of a green hill, and the green was made of water. And for some reason it was getting taller.
"Look," said Rincewind, "why can't you tell me her name? Presumably lots of people know it. I mean, it must be put on the posters and so on. It's only a name, isn't it? I don't see the problem."
The cooks looked at one another. Then one coughed and said,
her name is Dame Nelly. But.
But what?
Her name is But.
Rincewind's lips moved silently.
Oh, he said.
The cooks nodded.
Has Charlie drunk all the beer, do you think? Rincewind said, sitting down.
Maybe we can find some bananas, Ron, said another cook.
Rincewind's eyes unfocused and his lips moved again.
Did you tell Charlie that? He said at last.
Yep. Just before he broke down.
There was the sound of running feet outside. One of the cooks looked out of the window.
It's just the watch, probably after some poor bastard.
Rincewind moved back slightly so that he was not obvious from the window. Ron shuffled his feet.
I reckon if we went and saw Idle Ahmed and got him to open up his shop, we might get some...
Strawberries? Said Rincewind.
The cooks shuddered. There was another sob from Charlie.
All his life's been waiting for this, said a cook. I call it bloody unfair. Remember when that little soprano left to marry the drover? He was miserable all week.
Yeah,
Lisa Delight, said Ron. A bit wobbly in mid-range, but definitely showing promise. He was really pinning his hopes on her. He said a name like that had even worked with rhubarb.
Charlie howled.
I think... said Rincewind, slowly and thoughtfully.
Yes? I think I can see a way.
You can?
Even Charlie raised his head.
Well, you know how it is. The outsider sees most of the game. Let's go with the peaches, the cream, a bit of ice cream if you can make it, maybe a dash of brandy. Let's see now.
Coconut flakes,
said Charlie, looking up.
Yes, why not?
Some tomato sauce, maybe?
I think not.
You'd better get a move on there halfway through the last act,
said Ron.
She'll be all right, said Rincewind. OK, halve the peaches, put them in a bowl with the other things, and then add the brandy, and voila!
That's some kind of foreign stuff, said Charlie. I don't think we got any of that voila.
Just add twice as much brandy then, said Rincewind, and there it is.
Yeah, but what's it called? Said Ron.
I'm coming to that, said Rincewind. Bowl, please, Charlie. Thank you.
He held it aloft.
Gentlemen, I give you
The Peach Nelly.
A saucepan bubbled on a stove. Apart from that insistent little noise and the distant strains of the opera, the room fell silent.
What do you think? Said Rincewind brightly.
It's different, said Charlie. I'll grant you that.
But it's not exactly commemorative, is it?
Said Ron.
The world is full of Nellies.
On the other hand, would you prefer it if everyone remembered the alternative? Said Rincewind. Do you want to be associated in any way with the peach but?
There was a howl as Charlie burst into tears again.
Put like that doesn't sound too bad, said Ron. Peach Nelly, yeah?
You could use bananas, said Rincewind.
Ron's lip moved silently.
Nah, he said. Let's go with the peaches.
Rincewind brushed himself off.
Glad to be of service, he said. Tell me, how many ways are there out of here?
Busy night for everyone, what with the galah and everything, said Ron.
Not my taste, of course, but it does bring in the visitors.